Conservation groups vow to fight the new rule change, which means companies will no longer be penalized if birds are accidentally killed from business actions, including pollution and oil spills. Before the switch, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act fined or prosecuted companies for killing migratory birds, whether on purpose or by accident, according to Mike Leahy with the National Wildlife Federation.
This is basically this administration flipping the bird at Congress and the courts and saying it doesn't matter what the courts or Congress say, we can do what we want. And in this case, that means allowing the loss of life of untold numbers of migratory birds.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has said that the new rule provides regulatory clarification and will reduce lawsuits. Industry leaders and federal officials also say they believe businesses will continue to voluntarily protect bird habitats. But Leahy says normal industrial activity often unintentionally harms birds, noting that oil waste pits kill somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million birds a year.
Power lines can kill nearly 70 million birds per year, communication towers around 7 million birds, and these types of activities can have real impacts on migratory bird populations.
For states with popular bird viewing spots, Leahy says a population decline of certain species could have a ripple effect.
It's one of our most important outdoor activities and most popular, and there's a lot of economic benefits that derive from that.
In addition to winter visits from eagles, Utah has what's considered one of the nation's top bird viewing destinations, which is Farmington Bay at Great Salt Lake. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacion.